Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, update me. Who are you smitten with this week?
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, you're always in love with someone, so.
Okay, all right. We're attacking me on a Friday. That just seems mean. But now that you mention it, there was somebody on my flight last night that was very cute.
Wow. Okay. Well, I know that you can never keep those feelings to yourself very long. I'm always updated on a new love of your life.
Yep.
Just like Kim Kardashian and comedian Pete Davidson.
Yeah. So those two are officially together now, and they're not trying to hide it.
Yeah, and bless them for it. Honestly, there have been rumors about the two for weeks, but now it's on, people.
Yeah, the couple no one saw coming this year, Keat.
And I'm not going to lie, they seem like a good pairing, at least for now.
I mean, they are wearing matching pajamas in public, something, well, I don't wear pajamas, but I don't know that I would do that with someone.
Well, I exclusively wear pajamas, so I was hoping maybe you'd do it with me sometime.
Well, you know what my pajamas are. My birthday suit. So
that's a great point. I take back what I said. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, November 19th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, some things you expect, like taxes, unless you're a billionaire.
And preach.
And death, honestly. And then there's Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. All signs point toward this actually being a thing. And everyone's pretty much losing their minds over this turn of events.
Yeah, and I am fully here for it.
Same. And now it's Instagram official. I mean, kind of. So there's a photo of the two in matching pajamas that was shared to Instagram, although it wasn't shared by Kim or Pete.
Right.
Honestly, this picture, when I saw it, I was like, oh, yes, it's happening. Give it to me. So Yesterday, rapper Flavor Flav shared a photo of himself with Kim and Pete, as well as Kim's mom, Kris Jenner. Apparently, they were all in Palm Springs together to celebrate Pete's 28th birthday. They were at Kris's just tiny little intimate vacation home, just a $12 million mansion, super intimate.
Yeah, yeah, just small and very just modest. So in the picture, Pete, Kim, and Kris are all wearing matching PJs from Kim's company, Skims. Kris and Flav are posing for the cameras. Kim's flashing a peace sign. And Pete is giving us classic Pete Davidson, sticking his tongue out and flipping off the camera.
Yeah, he's me in college.
He is perpetually in college. He's also wearing Flav's signature clock around his neck. And Flav captioned the photo, "I never took a clock off my neck to give to someone, and you will be the last person I do this for. It looks real good on you." And he referred to Pete as his adopted son. The energy of this post is like,
it's chaos.
It is absolutely, it's like the best kind of chaos.
My dad has a picture with Flavor Flav at a liquor store, and he's wearing a clock. Like, he truly never stops.
Oh, I know. He takes a shower with it.
Like, that's just what time it is. I mean,
but Kim and Pete themselves haven't posted about the relationship yet. But we all know everything Kardashian is obviously going to be very calculated.
Yeah, I want to see the picture of Kris Jenner paying Flavor Flav cash over in the corner of the room to post this pic.
Like, it's just watches. You know, she gives him watches. That's his commission.
Yeah. So as if the Instagram post wasn't enough proof that these two are together, there are also photos and a video of them holding hands. They're looking very couple-y, I gotta say.
Yeah, so these were taken in Kris Jenner's native Palm Springs. The paparazzi video captures Pete waiting next to a car in a parking lot. And then Kim comes from around the other side of the car to greet him. They grin at each other. She moves her phone from her left hand to her right hand and uses her left hand to reach to, like, hold Pete's hand. Mm-hmm. But they only hold hands for a second because they have to walk around another car. But when they are holding hands, it's the interlaced hand holding, not the friend hand hold.
These two are holding hands so hard. Like, I can't, like, they just can't stop holding hands. They should be doing those things where they have to swing around the top of a car. Like, nothing should break that handhold. You know what I mean?
I mean, if it was true love, they would do that. So that's why I'm not fully convinced.
I know. We got to see it. But again, this is the interlaced handhold. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for weeks. The first time we saw it was when they were on a roller coaster ride. And now they're just out in the world flaunting the handhold for all of us to see.
Yeah, I never could have anticipated that there would be this much scrutiny about holding hands, but I get it. I do get it. Mm-hmm. So the rumors that they were dating in the first place started back over Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. Kim and Pete were seen at the Knott's Berry Farm amusement park with her sister, Kourtney Kardashian, and Kourtney's fiance, Travis Barker. And the photos were snapped of Kim and Pete on a roller coaster with, again, those interlacing fingers.
Yeah.
And the world has not shut up about them since.
Yes, especially me. So at first, people were like, okay, maybe they're just friends. Like, Kim obviously recently hosted SNL, where Pete is a regular. They did the famous sketch of them as Jasmine and Aladdin. They kissed. Mm-hmm. But this wasn't the last carpet ride for old Petey.
No, this is a whole new world we're looking at. They were then spotted on what definitely looked like a couple of dates in New York. Uh-huh. Pete took him to a rooftop Italian dinner date on Staten Island, which is his home turf. And then Kim even brought Pete as her plus one to a friend's very intimate birthday party, like under 20 people intimate.
Yes.
But still, we just had rumors. It seemed like they were dating, but there was no confirmation.
Yeah. Since we mentioned New York, I just want to remind everyone that I was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Pete and Kim were not in it. So,
Yeah, they're just amateurs, really.
So there wasn't any confirmation, like you said, but now it feels like maybe we have some, because it's not just the photos and the dinner dates and the handholding. A source actually confirmed to E! That it's on. Kim and Pete are officially an item.
Yeah, so the source says they're really happy and seeing where it goes. and that Pete has told her he doesn't want to see anyone else. So romantic. He asked her to go steady, basically.
Yeah.
The source also says that Kim feels the same and isn't seeing anyone else, but she's apparently also telling some people they aren't super serious.
Yeah.
The source also says she's trying not to make a big deal about it, but is super into him, finally saying she's smitten over him and it's very exciting to her. Here's my question. Is this source in high school? Because this all sounds a lot like what you would tell your friends. Like, oh, yeah, like, we're not super serious, but I really like him. I don't know. It could go somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
The person she was talking to was probably Kanye when he showed up at her house being what's going on here? Are we still together? You're wearing my sneakers. So
it's like, I have Us Weekly on the line. Can you comment?
Look. I know a lot of people think this pairing seems odd, especially everyone in my DMs today after I posted the picture of Pete and Kim. But I gotta say, it makes sense to me because they both share a sense of humor. Like, Pete's funny. That's what I'm telling everyone. He's funny.
I know.
He's different.
You've been saying that since the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's so important for most women to be with somebody who makes you laugh. And a lot of the guys in my DMs aren't getting it.
Because they can't make people laugh.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't get it. I don't know. So E! Reported that Kim thinks Pete's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Pete is quite the charmer and she totally understands the allure. Kim loves that they just laugh the entire time they are together and she's really enjoying hanging out with him. The same source says that Kim feels giddy around Pete and says he makes her laugh the entire time they're together and she is completely enthralled by him. Which, I mean, I don't disagree. Like, yeah, Pete's like, when you think about Kim Kardashian and her whole aesthetic, you would never think, oh, Pete's the compliment to that.
Right.
But he is funny. He seems like a pretty cool guy. Like, I don't know that I would kick him out of bed. So
no, especially after being with Kanye. Like, I've made myself laugh harder sitting in a room alone than I assume Kanye ever could make someone. Like, it's got to be such a nice contrast.
Yeah. Good point.
So, yeah, Kim's obviously having a good time with Pete, and Kris Jenner clearly feels fine about it because she posed for that picture with them. But not everyone is loving it.
Mm-mm.
Like our boy Kanye, Kim's ex, he's reportedly less than thrilled about the whole thing. I mean, we talked about it before. He recently did that interview with the podcast Drink Champs saying he still wanted to work it out with Kim, which, let it go. Just let it go.
Let it go.
He, of course, mentioned his four kids and played that card, saying they wanted their parents to be together, too.
Yeah. And then their kids were like, please don't speak for us, Dad.
Yeah. I didn't sign a release.
But yeah, then on November 5th, maybe from another stadium, Kanye unfollowed Kim on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And a source told Us Weekly that Kanye was not happy about Kim's relationship with Pete and is trying to stay upbeat and move on with his life, but is hurting. But I mean, he is dating someone new as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dating model Venetria, so I don't know how much he's actually hurting here.
Right. I mean,
he just needs to stay in these headlines is the problem.
Right. Like, he unfollowed her on Instagram, but has he stopped following her around Calabasas? That's the real question. Because
that's less intense, obviously. In-person following means nothing. It's the social media following that really says what
you
feel.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, this is a really unexpected couple. They come from pretty different places. Like, Pete's a kid from Staten Island, whose dad was a firefighter. Kim is a Kardashian. Plus, there's an age difference, which I don't think matters at all. But, you know, people think that's a thing. So Kim's 41, Pete's 28. But I got to ask you, like, do you think there's any chance in the world that this actually lasts?
I don't see him being a father to North Chicago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in the end.
The others.
I can't remember the last one.
Number three and four.
Yeah. But I could see it lasting for a certain amount of time, for sure.
I mean, I'm rooting for them in a really unhealthy way. Like, I'm worried about myself at this point. But I don't know. They're mom and dad now.
I feel like they're definitely going to have fun. And he's a great palate cleanser. But is he, is he husband material? Not for Kim Kardashian. I don't see that necessarily happening. But I see them having fun for a couple of years at most.
Okay, you sound like the people in my DMs. But anyway.
But I get it. He's funny.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Joshua J. Ha Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.